Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. Self-care is an individual set of practices that nourish who we are and how we want to show up in the world. It can involve massages and long walks, but it also involves being kind to ourselves, to care for self. When I work with a client, one of my focuses is to explore the reasons why someone may not be looking after themselves the way they want to. Because we all know what to do, I believe that we need to get more curious about why we are not doing it. Today's shift is for self-care. Chantelle came to our first session with a clear idea of what she wanted to work on. I know what to do, I just can't seem to keep doing it. I look after myself for a week or so and then I fall off the wagon. I ask her what would make a successful session for her today. I really want some tips on how to prioritise my self-care, to keep going, to not fall off the wagon, says Chantelle. Then I ask her to share the tips and tricks that she already knows. Well, I know not to eat after 8 p.m., to do my self-care in the morning, to meditate, even if only for 5 minutes a day, to drink lots of water, but not too much, to do yoga, to run, to walk, to lift weights, to have an accountability buddy. Oh, the list goes on, really. I ask her, Chantelle, are you sure it's more tips and tricks that you want? It sounds like you could write a book on the tips and tricks yourself. Chantelle laughs. Yeah, I could, actually. How about we focus our attention on why you are not doing these things? Oh, I know why, says Chantelle. It's because I'm lazy. That's interesting. Tell me more about your laziness. Oh, I've always been lazy. I'm the lazy one in the family. Saeed is the smart one. Pillar is the creative, clumsy one. And I am the lazy one. Are you anything else? What do you mean? Asked Chantelle. Well, let's pretend that laziness is not your predominant quality. Chantelle laughs again. It doesn't matter, she says. Well, let's presume it does matter. What were you going to say? I don't know. I feel like such a failure. Why can't I do this stuff? She says. This is what we are taking the time to explore, Chantelle. And then there is a silence. And I wait. Eventually, Chantelle says, it all feels too much to do all of these things. To meditate, even if for 5 minutes a day. To drink lots of water, but not too much. To do yoga, to run, to walk, to lift weights. To have an accountability buddy. Chantelle, how do you feel when you recite this list? Completely overwhelmed. And what is your definition of self-care, Chantelle? Well, it's not overwhelm, she says. So what is it then for you? What is self-care? Having habits that make me feel good about myself. And how does overwhelm fit into this picture? I ask her. It doesn't, she says. So if you were to choose self-care instead of overwhelm, what would you choose to do? That's a good question. I would actually forget about the list of all the things I'm supposed to do and do what actually feels good to me. Which is what? I ask her. I love walking and I love singing. And how much singing and walking are you currently doing? Oh, none. Oh, no, I'm too busy being overwhelmed by the meditation I'm not doing, she laughs. Some people would consider both meditation and walking as a really great form of meditation, I say. Yeah, meditation my way, responds Chantelle. Chantelle, I'm not sure there's a better way. She takes a long exhale. Tell me about the exhale, I ask her. Oh, I just feel lighter. Chantelle, if you were to commit to some actions that would move you away from overwhelm and towards feeling good, towards actual self-care? What actions would you take? This may sound crazy, but I'm actually going to get rid of all of the books I have bought about self-care, the ones that sit on my bookshelf, because every time I look at them, they don't make me feel good at all. They actually make me feel like a failure. What else makes you feel like a failure? I ask her. Paying for a gym that I do not go to. And some of the people on my social media feed, especially the ones that are always running along the beach looking happy, I need to let go of those people. And then I laugh. Chantel, I would like to offer you a reframe. Just try it on for size. Maybe you are not lazy and you are not a failure. Maybe you are trying to make yourself do things that you don't enjoy because you felt you should. And shoulding all over yourself is very messy. That is so true, said Chantel. I'm actually really motivated to do the things I want to do. It is really hard to make a shift from the basis of feeling like a failure, I say. Yes, now I understand why I couldn't maintain the practices, because the practices were never mine. And now it is over to you. In every episode, there is always a section where you, the listener, commits to action. Action that is relevant to your situation and your mental, emotional, and physical resources. Think of a situation where you could invest in self-care that actually nourishes you. Where are you waiting for someone else, another guru, to tell you what you should be doing? And what is the impact on you of feeling overwhelmed? What do you need to do to own your inner self-care? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not one action that you are hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have time. And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Tarana Burke, I wish I'd have known that you don't have to sacrifice everything for a cause, and that self-care and self-preservation is also a tool that is necessary to do the work. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckfapil.com. That's kemineckvapil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.